Blog Talk Radio.
I find myself in a lion's den as a beggar with an outstretched hand. I find myself in a western land asking for bread from this honest man. I do not fear the lion's den. You'll be brought your father's land, and my cries along with the nation man to return to its promised land, going home again out of the light.
Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed soul. We now find ourselves on Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly assert we are the higher inner frequency. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 736, releasing the burdens of the human heart. Baruch Hashem. Blesses our eternal creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. Now that we've emerged from the wonderful celebration of Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah within the greater international community of Israel, I thought it would be an acknowledgement of the blessings of the past 2 days to share with you, blessed souls, some teachings from King David, Psalms 103, Tanya by the Alter Rebbe, and last but not least, a small portion from a Hasidic discourse delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Hebrew lunar calendar date of 5720, corresponding to 1959. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. P.S. Your continual support will be greatly appreciated at PayPal, that's capital P-A-Y, capital P-A-L dot M-E, / Don, capital D-O-N, capital Z-U-S-Y-A, capital G-O-O-D-M-A-N. And as we segue out of our opening song, presentation, that's Levi Robin with the Lion's Den, and let's get on with our show. Okay, it's been a interesting 48 hours here in Kesar Pisgah, Crown Heights, live from Turtle Island, aka the USA, Unified Soul Actualization. And I would like to dedicate tonight's program to the elevation soul of we call an Alter Chosid, Zev Ben Mordechai Sirota, who passed away about 5 weeks ago. As we have passed already the first anniversary of the ascension to the next level of life of the Bochur HaTamim, Reb Eliyahu Ben Menachem Mendel, Hashem Yikumem Domo. But so I want to share with you something from the Tanya, which was written by the Alter Rebbe, the older Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, plucking out an inspiration from his 22nd letter in the section of Tanya called the Giras HaKodesh, otherwise known as the Holy Letters. Now, when we are very busy and with all the activity of our life, blessed souls, there's still something that wants to come forth out of us. And this is something that the Alter Rebbe felt he should share with the community of Hasidim, and for that matter, all future generations of Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Noach, that he was very preoccupied with communal matters, internal matters, family matters, matters of state, matters of mind, matters of soul. And he wrote that because of all this preoccupation, which altogether surround me and circle me like waters all day, all night, never holding their peace. And there he quoted from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 6. He continued to write, "But I am unable to unload the burden of writing down all that is in my heart." See, there's an important instruction here, blessed souls. Although a person sometimes can't get everything off their heart, yet he took the time to write about something which is of great importance to his heart to share with us. And if we would react, if they had reacted in his days and in our current days and future days, somewhere within the realm of that blessed soul, within his blessed heart at the next level of life, there's a way to unload the burden. And this particularly applies to those individuals, and there are so many human souls who do so all across the four corners of this blessed globe, of individuals who like to offer themselves up free willingly in prayer. Not just to pray as a matter of rote exercise or as a ritual, but going beyond the measure that is usually associated with the efforts made by human beings. And the Alter Rebbe had advised that these individuals, calling out to all of us, who find the inspiration within our heart and find the awareness within our mind and actualize our power of speech, should pray with a loud voice. And we should take strength and become vigorous and use all of our might and power against any internal or external obstacle which may come our way at the time that we're praying, using a strong hand. What is this connected to? If we go to Psalms 145, verse 19, there is a King David talks about the will of those who fear him. Of course, Creator. Now, when we have a desire to include in our day-to-day consciousness, blessed souls, to have fear of the Creator, meaning not to fear to break the connection, to fear to stand before the Creator shamefacedly because we're not living up to our human potential as faithful stewards of the earth, this goes beyond our wisdom and understanding, which Creator has actually given to us. And when we can transcend our wisdom and understanding, even that which the Creator has given to us, we will come to better know and to better do all that Creator has commanded of us with greater intelligence and greater dedication and discernment. Turning now quickly to Psalms 103 of King David, where it reads so simply of David: "Bless Creator, O my soul, and that and all that is within me, his holy name." Let's take note, blessed souls, from our Hebrew Israelite oral tradition that if we are learning and reading and chanting on some form of discernment, we see that King David, the sweet singer of Israel, Na'im Zmirot Yisrael, praises Creator for many gifts which have been poured upon human beings. But the greatest gift of all, blessed souls, that we have been given is the fact that we've been given a human soul. And in fact, in this psalm, there is several times where King David calls upon us to bless Creator, O my soul, in verse 1, in verse 2, in verse, I believe it's 22, let me just go look it up. Let me just pull it over here, out of here. Bless Creator, O my soul, in verse 22. And also, at the beginning of chapter 104, again, King David calls upon us to bless Creator, O my soul. Creator, my Lord, you are very great. You have done majesty and splendor. Now, the fact that there are, and also in verse 35 of chapter 104, again, King David calls out to the Creator in the form of bless Creator, O my soul, praise God. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, one of our great sages, mentioned that these five repetitions of Blessed Creator, O my soul, or my soul, correspond to the five books of the Torah. And when one learns the five books of the Torah and starts to internalize them, this adds blessing for the soul, and one can learn more about this from the Midrash, which is known as Vayikra Rabbah, in chapter 4, teaching 7. In fact, in the Talmud Tractate of Brachos, page 10, first side, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, the Book of Splendor, instructs us that King David, to his prophetic insight, divine inspiration, actually talked about five stages of the soul development. And each stage that our soul emerges from before it's revealed in this creation till our last breath on earth, blessed souls, it corresponds to one of the five books of Moses. King David sang about in the embryo, within the mother's womb, the soul is introduced into this world and now fused to its flesh. No sculptor can accomplish this. No scientist can accomplish this. No biologist, no quantum mechanics professor can do this. Only Creator has the ability to fashion a baby inside its mother in such a way that eventually, while totally dependent on the mother for its nutrition and all of its fetal development, eventually becomes an independent being outside of the womb of the mother. The soul continues in its odyssey after its initial fusing with the flesh, which came out of the union of the mother and father. The odyssey, the journey continues at birth, where the child now must learn that he or she has been released, unshackled from the umbilical cord of the mother, and now has the wonderful opportunity to seek out the endless expanse of this blessed universe. The soul comes to realize that properly educated and given the opportunity to develop sensitive and awareness, that just as the planetary bodies in heaven are following a certain divine bidding of the Creator, so too, the human soul, so humble and so tiny, so microcosmic, must fulfill and seek out divine design and praise Creator for the opportunity to serve Creator. And this, the first stage, again, with the fusing of the soul and the body, corresponds to the book of Genesis. The second stage, where the human being comes out of the mother's womb, is reflective of the books of Exodus. The theme of the book of Exodus is going from bondage and being released into redemption. The stages don't end there, blessed souls. The third stage of a soul's maturation is when now the child who has emerged from the womb of its mother, he or she, now begins to suckle from the mother. And a whole new world is beginning to unfold. Nourishment relates to what can we eat and what we shouldn't we eat. Ultimately, it's hinting to as well in what has been offered to us, what can we offer to the Creator? And therefore, this section, this stage of the human soul's development corresponds to the book of Leviticus. At the fourth stage of life, then the soul must take on, if the soul is up to it and is encouraged, and if all souls are up to it, it's a matter of being the environmental, the circumstances that by divine providence the soul finds itself in its human body, to start on the lifelong struggle to determine which is good and which is the opposite of good, which is otherwise known as evil. And then there becomes the test of how to resist temptation. When the soul becomes aware that ultimately good shall conquer evil and all evildoers shall go down in flames of shame and embarrassment and inner disgrace. This corresponds to the book of Numbers when the Israelites were so duly counted when they came out to join the army to serve under the leadership of the mighty Levi prophet Moses. Finally, but not the ultimate finality of the soul's journey, is when we must leave this world after our 120 years, whether it be literally 120 years or a figurative 120 years. When the soul must leave it the flesh that it occupied in for the 120 years, this corresponds to the book of Deuteronomy, which gives terse detail of the final days and the ascension to the next level of life, of the passing on of the mighty Levi prophet Moses. We're going to conclude with a little teaching from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, again, as I mentioned at the beginning of today's program, Blessed Souls, that the Rebbe wanted us to know that what we celebrated yesterday, which we celebrated all around the world, was a day called Shmini Atzeres. It was a day which the nation of Israel were biblically instructed to offer up the least amount of sacrifices, which was specified for the previous 7 days, the festival of Sukkot. During the first 7 days of Sukkot, there was benefit for the nations of the world. In fact, it has been taught in the oral Torah tradition that if the nations of the world, the Bnei Noach, knew what was transpiring, how the nation of Israel was offering up sacrifices for their betterment, they would have praised the Israelites for this service. And this, to this day, if they are aware of it, they would be guarding the temple itself to prevent enemies from coming to destroy it. Now, the word Shmini, which means in Hebrew eight, relates to, on the spheriotic configuration in a general fashion, to understanding. But however, the word Shmini is also connected to the word of Shemen, of oil, which is a quality of wisdom, which is even higher than the understanding associated with the spheriotic configuration of Bina, higher than understanding, higher than comprehension. And it's not only just normative chachma, normative wisdom, it is the inner dimension of wisdom, which is the inner dimension of delight. And not just a revealed type of wisdom, but actually a quality known as Chachma Stima, which is alluded to in a verse in Psalms 133, verse 2, like the good oil that came upon the head of Aaron a Kohen and flowed down to his beard. That is to say, there is a level of wisdom which can be elicited, blessed souls, to arouse the root of the 13 attributes of mercy, which were revealed to the mighty prophet Moses after the Israelites had committed the heinous misdoing of serving the golden calf because of a miscalculation. But when the 13 attributes of mercy, which the Creator revealed to Moses for all future generations, that it can be accessed to this day by seeking out the inner dimensions of wisdom, which is the Chochma Stima, the root of the 13 attributes of wisdom, which in a more revealed plane of Torah elucidation was accomplished on the day of Yom Kippur. However, this idea that Chochma Stima, the hidden wisdom, is the source of the 13 attributes of mercy, this type of quality was concealed on Yom Kippur, but in Sukkot it came revealed, but it was still encompassing. However, when it comes down to Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day, in the continuation of the first 7 days of Sukkot, it can come down in an internalized way. there can be an internalization of the revelation of the Chochmas Tima, which is the source of Sorachamim, the 13 mercies, which is even higher than the Kabbalistic Hasidic dimension of the Gulgalta, the skull. For the source of the Torah mandated commandments, whether it be for the children of Israel, the children of Noah, are rooted in what is known as Gogalta. And the atonement of the blemishes and the sins connected to the commandments have to be drawn from above the Gogalta, from above this level, primordial level of skull. And this is the quality of Chachmas Tima, the hidden wisdom. So the rejoicing that we were able to accomplish in the last couple of days, yesterday and today, dancing and singing and drinking and camaraderie amongst ourselves, is something to be shared with the human family experience. That joyous brotherhood, joyous sisterhood, joyous humanhood, in a spirit to seek atonement for our lack of engagement, of being proper stewards on this earth, could in fact as well elicit what is known as the 13 attributes of mercies, which were elicited when the Creator had considered within the divine realm of thought, which is not our type of thinking, that there was a scenario where the nation of Israel could have been wiped out, and instead, because Moses pursued the matter not to destroy the nation, the Creator said, there's an option, the 13 attributes of mercy, which can be accessed in a very specified way on Yom Kippur. But now we see, for the service that is associated with singing and dancing in a proper manner, in a manner that incorporates humility and joy, there can be elicitation of atonement and removal of blemishes as we try to serve as faithful stewards of the creation, all 7+ billion of us now flowing and growing upon the face of this blessed earth. I'm not speaking as an authority in cross-pollinating the ideas between what the service of Yom Kippur is, blessed souls, to Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which was today, but rather asking other human beings who are listening around the four corners of the globe, who will eventually hear the archived version of this program, to consider what can be accomplished through brotherhood and sisterhood, and remind everyone that we all have a divine image to help us get in scrimmage. This life is no dream. It is an experience, a portal way into the pathway of eternity. This is anti-eugenics Torah, blessed souls. And now it's time to let it go with our brother from England, David Dome, help us get back home. And may all of our efforts be accomplished in a way of Ahava Chad, one love, Goral Chad, one destiny, Kulana for all of us. But Darkin Om, Darki Shalom. And I want to remind myself before anyone else, I've got to be good, you've got to be good. We just have to be good, because the Creator is the source of our goodness. The nature of the good is to do good, and the Creator waits ever so patiently for all of us to activate that goodness, to seek out the Chochmas Stima, the hidden wisdom, which is coming from the Moich Stim of the Koach HaMask, of our super consciousness. And if we are blessed, we must feel empowered to share the blessings with others. Take care, everyone. It's time to let it go by David Dome.
It don't matter to me when it is. Places you know, the people you've seen. If you've been hung over or you've broken a heart, we all got our very own place to start. There ain't no one who hasn't done anything wrong, but now's your chance to put them fight to rise, or will you put up a fight? Are the words beginning?
And all your sins get removed.